Title: Claiming Inflation Reduction Act Tax Credits and Deductions on Your 2024 Return? Make sure you complied with the prevailing wage and apprenticeship requirements. Content: Tax season is here. As a result, many companies may be seeking to claim the increased tax credits and deductions available under the Inflation Reduction Act, the IRA. As we discussed in previous posts, you can read here and here, many of the IRA's tax credits and deductions for various clean energy projects are available only to taxpayers whose projects complied with nuanced and complex prevailing wage and apprenticeship requirements, the PWA requirements. These requirements must be met before a taxpayer files a return claiming credits and deductions under the IRA. While the Treasury Department and the IRS have not yet issued a final rule on the PWA requirements, proposed regulations were published on August 30, 2023 to provide preliminary guidance and clarifications on many of the PWA requirements, the proposed regulations. Taxpayers are allowed to rely upon the proposed regulations for projects that begin construction after January 28, 2023, and prior to the date a final rule is published, provided that taxpayers follow the proposed regulations in their entirety and in a consistent manner for projects beginning construction 60 days after August 29, 2023. Accordingly, taxpayers claiming credits and deductions on qualified projects that started on or after January 29, 2023 should ensure compliance with the proposed regulations. In this post, we briefly summarize the PWA requirements under the IRA and key takeaways from the proposed regulations regarding compliance with the PWA requirements. The IRA's prevailing wage and apprenticeship requirements. The IRA itself generally conditions a taxpayer's receipt of its increased tax credit or deduction amounts on a qualifying project by either 1. Satisfying the PWA requirements, 2. Meeting the so-called 1 megawatt exception, or 3. Meeting the so-called beginning of construction, BOC, exception. The PWA requirements are set forth in 26 U.S.C. 45, B, 7, and 26 U.S.C. 45, B, 8, and consist of both prevailing wage and apprenticeship requirements. To satisfy the IRA's prevailing wage requirements, a taxpayer must do two things. The taxpayer must ensure that any laborers and mechanics employed by the taxpayer or any contractor or subcontractor are paid at least the applicable prevailing wage under the Davis-Bacon Act for both A. the construction of the qualifying facility and B. any alteration or repair of the facility for any taxable year within the production tax credit period or during the tax credit recapture period, as applicable. After the facility is originally placed in service, the taxpayer must maintain and preserve records that substantiate payment of prevailing wages on the qualifying facility in accordance with the IRA. The IRA's apprenticeship requirements have four basic components: the apprentice participation requirement. Each taxpayer, contractor, or subcontractor who employs four or more individuals to perform construction, alteration, or repair work with respect to the construction of a qualified facility must employ at least one qualified apprentice in connection with such work. A qualified apprentice means an individual participating in a registered apprenticeship program. The apprentice labor hours requirement. A taxpayer seeking tax benefits under the IRA must ensure that a minimum percentage of the total labor hours of the construction, alteration, or repair work on the project, including work by a contractor or subcontractor, is performed by qualified apprentices. The applicable percentages are A. 10% of total labor hours if construction began before January 1, 2023, B. 12.5% of total labor hours if construction began between January 1, 2023, and December 31, 2023, and C. 15% of total labor hours if construction began on or after January 1, 2024. The apprentice ratio requirements. When apprentices are required, the taxpayer must ensure that apprentices are employed in accordance with any apprentice-to-journey worker ratios required by the U.S. Department of Labor or applicable state apprenticeship agency. Under federal regulations, for example, Registered apprenticeship programs must prescribe the minimum number of journey workers needed to ensure adequate safety and supervision for each apprentice. Record-keeping requirements. Taxpayers.